FNC's Piro on Rittenhouse verdict, America breathed a sigh of relief. By Jeff Poor on November 21, 2021. Saturday, FNC host Jeanine Piro reacted to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict rendered in Kenosha, Wisconsin earlier this week, which granted Rittenhouse an acquittal. Piro said Americans breathed a sigh of relief because it showed the justice system was still blind, particularly to the liars and the social justice warriors. Transcript as follows. Piro, as schools closed, buildings boarded up, and small businesses shuttered, tensions rose as the people of Kenosha, Wisconsin, anxiously waited for the jury to return their verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. To some, this was a case of a young man who took a gun to a protest to defend himself and his community. To others, this was a case of vigilantism and all the negative connotations that it brings. To me, it was my wheelhouse under a microscope. The criminal justice system openly displayed before a nation. This was more than the case of a 17-year-old under indictment for shooting three people. At stake was whether the rule of law and the rule of self-defense was still viable and under what circumstances an individual could legally defend himself. In short, the case was a microcosm of the tensions that had been playing out in America. The President of the United States referred to Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. The mainstream media demonized Kyle as a domestic terrorist, one who crossed state lines with an AR-15 racist, and an active shooter who was looking to kill. And at a time when chaos and anarchy seemed to rule our streets, when Black Lives Matter members could go about burning and tearing down businesses with impunity, many of us felt there was no justice to be had in America. When ordinary hard-working, tax-paying Americans watched Marxist socialists and racists destroy our communities, we lost hope. Our anxiety was fueled by the mainstream media's intent on lying about the facts, and a prosecutor whose own case was contradicted by his very own star witness, and by outside protesters within hearing range of jurors whose clear intent was to intimidate the jurors. The question was whether mob justice could be followed by real justice? The question was whether 12 jurors in a country so divided could return a unanimous verdict on all counts. Begin video clip. Unidentified female. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. End video clip. Piro, Kyle Rittenhouse's not guilty verdict changed all that. In the end, America watched the criminal justice system and 12 brave jurors who recognized their responsibility and the oath they took. They based their verdict on the law and the facts. America breathed a sigh of relief because Lady Justice was blind to the claims of the liars and the social justice warriors and only heard the facts, the law, and the evidence. Thank God the jurors had the courage, the strength, and the integrity to return a verdict consistent with the truth. And thank God that they reinforced our fundamental faith in the American criminal justice system. And that's my open. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.